We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones joining us this morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, Mark. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. The president there talking about the upcoming election and the continued push for mail-in ballots. You know, I talk to Chris Arps about all all the time and how important it is that we make sure we know who's voting. And then we find out this week that the people in California admit that because when you register for a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote, and they register illegal aliens for driver's licenses, they're automatically registered to vote. Why would we not be concerned about things like that?
Mark, we should be concerned about all of these things, and you just addressed many of them in your previous two segments that I was listening to. It's all about the destruction of all of our systems of American freedom, liberty, and preservation of rights under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that we have enjoyed. And all of us, as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, have decided to unite together and protect for, you know, well over 200 years. The new feeling, though, Mark, on the left, which has displaced the Democratic Party of old. You and I have been talking. We've been the canaries in the coal mine, sounding the clarion bell on this for years, right? Barack Obama announced near the end of his second term, or maybe as he was going into his second term, that he was going to be proceeding with the transformation of America. You know, and Barack Obama was really good about always speaking in these enlightening, inspiring, broad, visionary terms that sounded good, but then when you really never know what they meant until you dove into them. Well, the left is they've pulled off the Band-Aid on this, right? The masks are off, and it's full bore leftism. The party of JFK and Harry Truman. Don't be surprised if you know their statues come down next. That party of the working men and women of this country, that's over. Because Democrats used to believe in it as much as Republicans in freedom of speech as each other.
Right.
I mean, they used to want to protect that, right? The old kind of hippie liberal that we used to make fun of, that was a generation that believed in expression and more maybe too much expression sometimes, and more speech. But now that party is gone, and it's all about suppressing speech and not having to look at things that maybe offend you. And it's all up to them, though, right? There's no quarter given for any freedom or liberty of thought on the right side of the coin. It's what they want. It's the hippie liberalism has been replaced by exactly what you said, this authoritarian fascism. It's a quest for power, because you're right. After let's take this to the illogical or perhaps even logical extreme. After they burned down all of the cities that the Democrats have been running for 50 plus years in this country and tear down all the statues and destroy all those systems of government, and all of us out here in the suburbs and the rural areas are, you know, looking at this aghast, what do they replace that with? What is their vision? Well, you don't have to look too far. You can look over on the western coast to the Chaz Chop Zone or whatever it's named this week, and you can see what that is. It's this out of control, bordering on anarchy. Whatever we decide to wake up today and say goes, goes. And look at what they're having. They're experiencing how hard it is to govern. What do you do when someone gets shot or murdered? What do you do when you have a food shortage? What do you do for health care? Who's going to govern it? This quest for Black Lives Matter, the proper nouns, Black, BLM, and Antifa, Mark, they're not really for anybody's civil justice or equality. They are well-funded leftist anarchist groups who are bent on destroying Western civilization. It's what happened under Lenin. It's what happened under Hitler. It's what happened under Mao with the Cultural Revolution. What's the first thing you do? You destroy the history that was so you can replace it with the history that you want it to be. And that's exactly what Mao did. And communism followed in China, and tens of millions of people died. It's occurred in Venezuela. It's occurred all over the world where it is. And these people are being they're being delusional if they think they can do socialism, communism better than it's been done before in the world.
Well said. Well said. And people will hate on you for talking about the truth, but it's the truth. You know, Tim, this yesterday, in fact, I invited Tim Fitch on here, and we were talking about what's going on in St. Louis County and how Sam Page has really taken advantage of the fact that he's unelected. And as critical as he was of his predecessor, Steve Stenger, he's done some of the same things. Not illegal necessarily, but he's done some of the same things in terms of ignoring county council and spending money however he sees fit. And, you know, what Tim pointed out was the only way that voters in St. Louis County have a way to impact the outcome and who's on the general election ballot in November is to take a Democratic ticket in August. How do you feel about that?
You know, Mark, I think it's an opportunity for us to have two choices, right? I believe there are some Republicans that have filed for county executive this year. I haven't heard or seen much from them. I don't know if they're raising any money. But, Mark, that's a question we can address in November, right?
Paul Barry, right?
Yeah, but I think we Paul Barry, I thought there was somebody else as well that filed. I'm not sure. I just haven't seen much from it. And, you know, God bless Paul for volunteering and wanting to run. That's great. We can vote for him in November, right, if we want to. But in August, there's not a lot for Republicans to vote for this year as far as primaries. There really isn't. There's two questions on your August ballot, and that's who do you want to run county executive? And if you can help the Democrats make a good choice, there's no problem in taking a Democratic ballot and voting for a guy like Mark Montavani, who seems to be an extremely reasonable person. He's one of those old – if Mark Montavani is a Democrat, then he's one of the old Democrats, right? One of the ones that believed in some semblance of fiscal stability, of sensibility. I believe he doesn't hate the police, right? Well, there's a big step right there, right? He wants to support the police and law enforcement and our first responders. He's got a good business mind. He's been a St. Louisan his entire life. And from what I've heard him say, he only wants to run for this office and only this office because he's afraid of what he's going to be leaving his kids and grandkids. And so that's an important question. You know, you can help the Democrats make a wise choice by doing that. And then if you want to vote for the Republican, if you want to vote for Paul Barry in November, you can absolutely do that. The second thing on that ballot, Mark, in August, which everybody gets to vote for no matter which ballot you take, is this horrid Medicaid expansion proposal. You know, Missouri is one of the holdout states, one of the dozen or so states that hasn't expanded Medicaid. And thank God for us, right? Speaking of New York, which
thank you for your leadership on that, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know, we tried what we could do, Mark, and then, you know, the left is doing what they do around the country. They don't like the rules, so they just try to change the rules. They did it with Clean Missouri. They're trying to do it with Medicaid expansion. And so look at New York. New York was one of the early expander states, right? Oh, they couldn't wait to jump into the Medicaid expansion, the deep end of the pool. And they expanded probably as far as you could expand back in the very beginning. Obamacare is now, what, like 10 years old now? Maybe 11?
10 years
and so,
year.
Yeah, so they did it very early on. Well, Mark, there was an article back in January that everybody's forgotten about because we went through the coronavirus crisis. Back in January, you go look it up. It's an NPR article, right? I mean, this couldn't have been invented as an argument for us on the conservative common sense right even better. NPR article. Governor Cuomo is bemoaning the budget hole of $6.2 billion he was going to have to deal with this year in New York. Lord knows what it is now after coronavirus. But before coronavirus, NPR was reporting that Governor Cuomo in New York was bemoaning the $6.2 billion budget deficit in New York State because of Medicaid expansion. And how was he probably going to address it? He was going to raise taxes.
Of course.
So you don't have to guess what would happen long term in Missouri. After the carrots and the juicy desserts are taken away after the first 2 to 3 years of all this, quote, free money, which is nothing more than borrowed from China, that is what is going to happen here. You will have million, if not billion dollar, hundred of million, if not billion dollar budget holes. And then I ask my friends all over Missouri, Democrats, Republicans, Independents alike, what are you going to want the folks in Jefferson City to cut? Are you going to want them to cut higher education? Are you going to want them to cut K through 12 education? What other what social services would you like them to cut? Because they're going to have to cut hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. All you need to do is look at New York State, which already did the experiment for us. And that's why we have 50 different states,
yes,
so we can be the laboratories. And that's what happened there. So, you know, Mark, not a bad idea to consider Mark Montavani and a no on Medicaid expansion this August, which, can you believe, is like barely 6 weeks away.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's going to sneak up on us. It's what's going to happen because people are going to be taking vacations and all that. And suddenly you're going to wake up and it's going to be primary election day and you're going to have to make that choice. Tim, I'm out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Mark, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you. Great show today.
Good stuff, brother. We appreciate you. At Speaker Tim Jones on Twitter.
Get more at 971talk.com.